Next item on the agenda is Bennett's Creek Landing Homeowners Association, 181986. Ms. Peabody?
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Bennett's Creek Landing Homeowners Association is here requesting authorization to remove a previously commission-imposed boat lift height restriction on the boat lifts at their marina to protect the marina boats during high water events at the Bennett's Creek Landing Homeowners Association Community Marina situated along Bennett's Creek at 106 Club Road in Suffolk. The community marina is located just about a half a mile downstream of the confluence of Bennett's Creek and Nansemond River. This is a 19-slip community marina that's managed by the Homeowners Association and the Slip Owners Association. You can see here. It was originally permitted by the VMRC in 1993 and then received three additional permits to add boat lifts between 93 and 2000. In 2000, the application for the boat lift was objected to by the adjacent property owners. As a result, the project came to the commission. And at that commission meeting, the adjacent property owners were concerned about view shed, but also the ability to see when exiting their private pier, specifically Mr. Evans. If the boats were lifted, his concerns were about safety to enter the channel here. So after the commission heard the discussions for and against the project, they came up with a compromise. And that compromise was that the boats could not be lifted any higher than the existing elevation of the pier. Over those 20 years, the marina has found that there has been some safety issues associated with that compromise height.
Some what issues, ma'am?
Some safety issues.
Thank you.
So here are some pictures. These are the boats at the existing lifts, lifted at about the approximate height of the pier. And here's a picture of the marina. Last year in 2018, the marina came back and applied to add lifts to any of the slips that did not have them already. And during that process, we did a standard public interest review. The letters went out to the neighbors, and the same neighbors continued to object to the project if that condition did not remain. So as a result of several months of discussions, the Homeowners Association said, although we would like to remove it, we will keep the boat lift height condition on this permit. And the Marine Association was advised that if they so wish to remove that height restriction, they would need to go to the commission. So here's a view looking at the Mr. Evans property from the marina, which is downstream.
How far?
100 feet. And perhaps he could clarify that a little bit. I would say 100 feet. And then upstream at Mr. Scott's private pier. So the issues that the marina are stating is that the existing pier is about 5 feet above mean low water, above low tide, and that throughout the year, when they get excessive high tide events, they have so many people at the marina, and they do not have a marina manager, that in a short amount of time, they're having trouble getting people out to their slips to either remove their boats or raise their boats. And in addition, with sea level rise and existing trends of high tides getting higher, they foresee this becoming a problem in the future. Some people have two homes and aren't here during storm seasons, and there's not someone here that can go lift their boat to a higher elevation if they're gone. And as a result, they have reported that they've had some issues associated with their private vessels and their slips. They have a marina website that shows additional pictures. They're trying to educate their slip owners on what they can do in order to prevent these things. But one of their requests is that they are able to store their boats at a higher elevation at all times so that if a person isn't able to get their slip and raise their boat, it won't float away or float off at least. So some existing piles are shorter than what they are proposing. So existing piles, they may achieve about 3 feet higher if lifted to the maximum. New piles may get about an additional 6 feet of elevation if lifted to the maximum, depending on the size of the vessel. So Mr. Evans and Mr. Scott have objected to the height lift restrictions specifically. They are here to discuss those objections. And again, it's safety of getting their vessels away from their piers and the block in the view as they're trying to navigate. So the Code of Virginia states that the Commission shall consider, in addition to other facts, the public and private benefits of the proposed project and its effect on other reasonable and permissible uses of state water and state-owned bottomlands, and its effects on adjacent or nearby properties. The community marina is located along a relatively narrow waterway, and the existing boat lifts, as they are, do impact visibility when attempting to access the channel from the adjacent properties. While staff is sensitive to these concerns of the neighbors, it does appear that lifting the boats an additional 4 to 6 feet will actually have a greater impact on navigation. However, giving the slip owners additional ability to prepare for storms or to store their vessels at a higher elevation will significantly increase safety of the marina and the slip owners there. Accordingly, staff recommends removing the height restriction condition for all lifts at the Bennett Creek Landing Marina.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions for Ms. Peabody by members of the commission? Mr. Ballard.
How many times would you say these boats need to be raised above the agreed height? Is this a once-a-year hurricane, or is this a 15 times a year major high tide event?
This is a major high tide event, so probably 4 to 5 times a year that these need to be lifted.
Further questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Tankard.
This is the first time I've ever seen a commission imposed boat lift height restriction.
You weren't on the commission at the time.
Because he's been on the commission
forever. Yeah, he just missed this one.
So maybe a little background on why, besides what we've had in the narrative.
I guess since I was sitting out there in 2000 and probably watched every one of them. Matter of fact, I counted up how many I chaired last night. I'm up to 94. But other folks have got many more than that. But, you know, we sit here from time to time and we try to make, you know, compromises and try to make everybody happy or whatever at the same time. I think in likelihood, and this is very complimentary in nature, is that's probably where this decision came from in trying to, as former commissioner used to say, cut the baby in half and satisfy everybody.
Right.
And that's, I think, and I mean that in a positive manner. There was a lot of times a desire to compromise and make everybody feel good when they left out of here. If somebody got their boat lift, somebody got their restriction, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's only anecdotal, and based on what I have seen, I don't know this specific. I don't remember the specific case, but that's the only thing that I can surmise as to why this, because you're exactly right. Ms. Peabody and I discussed this prior, just in general, as far as going over the agenda. I've never seen this type of condition before, nor do I know, hey, I guess we can do anything that doesn't violate the code, but I've never seen one like this before.
Thank you. It does sort of historically make sense. We often like to cut the baby in half if we have to.
Well, it's doesn't scream too much. Anyway, further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone here from the Marina Association that wishes to be heard? Sir. Sir, will you be the only one testifying from the Marina Association? Will anybody else be testifying?
I'm not sure. I told Scott that if I screwed up, he can come up here and fix it.
Raise your right hand. We'll see. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you please state your name for the record?
My name is Jim Pittman. I moved into Bennett's Creek Landing in 1991. In 1996, I purchased a slip license. So been there almost 30 years, long-term member of the marina, long-term resident. There are four other people here who are slip licensees and residents. In order to be a slip licensee, you must own a home at Bennett's Creek Landing. So Dan Strong, Buck Tyser, Scott Wilson, Pete Toomer, they're all here.
And in support, I presume.
Yes, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Just for the record, yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to talk a lot about history. I'm very glad you brought up about what happened in the year 2000 because I was here, I spoke. I'm still trying to figure out what happened in the year 2000. But there is something very important, and Rachel touched on this safety problem. And so part of this is, and it's very important, is what did we understand in the year 2000 and what do we understand now? Okay. And so I'm going to try to talk through this. And, so the marina, as has been stated, was completed in 1994. It was built by Town Point Associates, which is the developer of our neighborhood. 18 slips, and Rachel mentioned there's no manager, so there's no professional staff. This is community people taking care of their slips and taking care of each other. And there's 18 slips there, okay? So 1996 was an important year because that was the year that the developer, Town Point Associates, said, okay, there's enough folks in Bennett's Creek Landing now to run their homeowners association. So Town Point Associates transferred all the property, the marina, the clubhouse, the pool, to the homeowners. And then the homeowners stood up, elected a board, and we started to run the association. So also in 1996, one of the first things we did was we put in an application and asked permission to put in 6 boat lifts at the marina. That was approved without any restrictions, and then 3 were actually built. 3 were actually built in 1996. So in year 2000, we decided we would like for everyone to have equal opportunity to put in a boat lift if they so desire. Now, several people really did want to do it, but we wanted to just go ahead. Everybody at the marina can have a boat slip. And so we turned in the JPA, and then the adjacent neighbors objected. And so I'll just speak to those objections briefly. Mr. Scott, who purchased his property in December of 1991, and then he built a pier and bulkhead in 1993, he objected to the impact of the marina on his view. In 1991, I have an understanding of what was going on back then because that is the year that my wife and I purchased property. And I can tell you, now the marina doesn't exist, okay? The clubhouse is there, the pool is there, the marina doesn't exist. One of the big sales points was we're going to build a marina in Venice Creek. And we heard it, my wife and I heard this several times, and it was basically stated that the marina would be put at the clubhouse or by the clubhouse out, you know, at the clubhouse lot. I can only presume that Mr. Scott got the same sales pitch, but I don't know that. I don't know if that's true or not. I presume that he did because, boy, we heard it several times. Okay, this is my wife and I. From the marina, you can look up and you can see Mr. Scott has a beautiful home up on Bennett's Creek. And so I'm having a little trouble with the view problem because if I can imagine myself standing on his deck at his back house, I don't know, he's probably 10 feet or so above the water level. I don't know, but he's well above the water level. And if he looks out here to the north, he sees the mouth of Venice Creek. He sees the mouth of the Nansemond. He sees the James River. He sees Newport News. And then he moves over. And I don't know if
see. You're speculating what he may see. I don't think that's appropriate. That's what he may see.
Okay.
As a point of law, I prefer to stay away from what.
Okay.
he may not be able to see anything if you get right down to it, so I just don't want an assumption made. You could say that you can see from that area what you can see, but
yeah,
I wouldn't say what he can see.
I've never been on his property, so okay. I don't know how to say.
Just in all due respect.
So now, what's my point now? Having been shot down, what's my point? All right, so let me do this. If you're standing in his back, so the marina's right here,
okay.
south of his house. And what's over there, the view that's being obstructed is a beautiful big marsh. That's what's being obstructed. All right, so, and by the way, Mr. Evans is here. I don't know, is Paul Scott here?
No.
Okay. Mr. Evans is here, so I'm sure if I say something wrong, he'll let me know. All right, so Mr. Evans and the adjacent neighbor also objected. So let's go back through the timeline. The marina is built in 1994. In 1996, this organization approved the installation of 6 slips at the marina. 3 were actually put in. Mr. Evans purchased his property in February 1997. So the marina's there, 3 boat lifts are there, and he says that if we put more boat lifts in, he thinks it'll hurt his property values. I have a hard time with that because those slips,
Did he say that to you as far as the value was concerned? Did he say that to you, that his property value?
No, he said it to you, and it's written in the staff report, and it's written in the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to ask, can you pull up a chart for me? I'm a Mac guy. I don't know what to do with a PC, you know.
So I've got all these smart folks around here.
You get my chart from the satellite? Yeah.
And sir, in all due respect, I don't mean to cut you short, but I think what we should be doing is narrowing the focus as to why you think that the height restriction should be eliminated or removed from the condition. I really, what happened back then and what happened as a point of order, I don't think it really is, although it may be important to you from a historical perspective, but as far as the commission is concerned, we're deciding today whether or not to remove the restriction and why we should or should not remove the restriction. What happened in 96, I think, is irrelevant to the point that we're discussing or being concerned with today. And I mean that in all due respect.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes, sir.
So I am addressing an objection that Mr. Evans made in year 2000, and he made the same objection again in year 2020.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does.
Okay.
So we know he objects to that. That's why we're here.
Yeah, I'm just saying the objection has occurred 20 years apart, and you know, he bought property next to a marina that has boat slips, but he says a few more boat slips will hurt his property value.
Correct. Okay.
And of course he will straighten me out in a few minutes. The more serious issue is year 2000. He talked about a navigational hazard.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I asked Rachel to put this up is here's a satellite photo, and at the bottom you can see a very large boat. Mr. Evans has a 37-foot boat, and you can see it here at the bottom. And there it is. All right. So there's Mr. Evans' boat, and it's here. Here's the marina. Okay. So you can see what the sight line is. You can kind of imagine. And, yeah, when you look back, yeah, there is some blocking of the view from his boat lift looking back from the marina. Okay. So, yeah, so it's there, but the staff in the year 2000 said basically that it's not serious enough to rise to the level of a navigation hazard. Now, these are my words, but the staff report is there. You can read exactly what they said. You can also see Mr. Scott's house or pier. This is Mr. Scott's pier right here. So you can see, you can see the situation there. Okay. So, and I do think it's important just to say in the year 2000,
Mr. Evans approached the marina and said, I've got this concern about navigational issues, navigational hazards, and it's the two slips on the very end here that concern me. So it's these two boats right here, and you can see where his boat is. And so there were some discussions between those folks about, okay, maybe we could lower the boat lifts a little bit to help you out. But apparently they were not able to come to an agreement that was satisfactory. Therefore, Mr. Evans objected. As the adjacent neighbor, he objected in the year 2000. And so basically what was decided by this group was, okay, let's go ahead and let's approve the slips, but we'll put on this restriction that Mr. Evans requested, which is that the boat lifts can only be raised as high as the main pier. It's the bottom crossbar of the slip, of the boat lift, to the main pier. Okay? All right, so this is a little bit ironic, and this is why it's important to ask yourself, what did you know in year 2000? Okay, so in order to split the baby, maybe, however that decision was made, the boat lifts were approved with the restriction, but in the attempt to give the objecting homeowner the benefit of the doubt about the safety issue, this commission inadvertently created a new safety issue by putting that restriction on there. Okay, so the logic is that in the year 2000, I don't remember what I knew about sea level rise. In the year 2000, I don't remember what I knew about hurricane and other storm intensification. Now, 20 years later, we have a great deal of evidence that says this is a big, big problem. And I do remember back in the year 2000, a number of people at the marina were kind of upset about this decision. And I do remember people saying the pier that they made in 1994 is really not high enough. It should have been a foot higher. There were people talking about, you know, the water getting so high, and it was kind of a little bit scary at times. And so what has happened in 20 years? In 20 years, people are now very much aware of sea level rise, especially in our area, and you hear it on the news about problems in Virginia Beach and Norfolk, et cetera, et cetera. So we are now getting flooding, and Rachel did make this point. I think she said 4 to 5 times, you know, something like 6 times a year. So we are now getting flooding of the main pier approximately 6 times a year, typically. And we're only, our pier is only 2 foot, 3 inches above mean high water. And so we're getting these flooding instances frequently. And once again, we're not professionals, so we don't keep good records. We tend to go with anecdotal. And I've asked people, well, how many times did it flood in 96, et cetera? And it's like, well, we don't know, a little bit. Are the floods higher? Well, yes, they are higher because we had to replace all of our pedestals. Electrical pedestals, we had to replace all of them because we started getting these flooding problems and those pedestals got shorted out. So now we've got new pedestals where they've got a 1 foot support to help protect them. So so we have lost apparently something like 4 to 5 inches due to sea level rise in terms of our safety margin, okay? Sea level rise is accelerating. In this area, it's now running 1 inch every 4 years. And so sea level rise will never stop. For the rest of our lives, sea level rise will continue. There's not a single person here who will ever see this stop. Okay? So every year, the problem is going to get worse and worse and worse. There's also the issue of storm intensification. The storms are just getting nastier. And it's you can't predict this stuff, but this is what the experts say. And so we're going to continue to have these problems, and they will just get worse. So when you put a restriction on these boats like this, once again, there's no professionals. You've got people who are homeowners. They work hard. They work long. They go out of town. They travel for work. They take the kids and stuff, and they can't always be on top of things like they should. Plus the fact most of the people who have a slip, they can't see the water, and they can't see the marina. And so they have to make special trips down here to check. And, you know, when is it okay for me to move my boat up? So we are in what is now a bona fide safety situation that is artificial because of a decision made by this group in the year 2000. Now, what I'll say is I still don't think, I mean, maybe you guys did. I just think collectively 20 years ago we didn't understand these things. But we do understand them now. And so, I mean, basically today we're saying, please help us out. Please remove this safety problem, or at least as much as you can, because, I mean, there's a point where of no return. There's a point where we can't do anything. But this is an artificial restriction that has caused a safety problem to people's property. And so there's just no reason for it. There's just no justification for it, okay? And so we're simply saying, would you please take this restriction away so we can have more freedom, we can do a better job of protecting our property. It's just as simple as that.
Understand the point. Questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question for the board.
We don't answer questions. If you have a question for staff, this board does not answer questions in that form from that perspective. If you want to come up and state your question, I can ask staff, possibly, but come forward. And we certainly don't respond to them from the audience. Sir, could you raise your right hand? Yes, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you state your name, please?
Clyde Tyson.
Mr. Tyson, please proceed.
I want to ask you, how many marinas or how many stipulations have y'all got on boat lifts in the rest of the state of Virginia?
The answer would be I have no idea. As far as this specific stipulation, we've got a lot of stipulations that we put in based on conditions and things like that. That I couldn't answer that question if I tried.
Okay.
It's a lot. And they're different. Yes, sir. Anyone else in support of this matter? Anyone in opposition to this matter? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please? Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got.
I do.
You state your name, please.
John Evans.
Mr. Evans. Good to have you here. Proceed, please.
104 Club Road, Suffolk. I'm the southernmost or southern immediate property owner until you see the boat on the bottom.
Yes, sir.
As much as I hate to start off like this, this is history. And I need to go back 20 years like Mr. Pittman did. This really started, they said, Mr. Pittman is right in a lot of what he said. There were three boat lifts in the marina when I bought my property. At some point later, as time passed on, another person would apply. And, of course, the adjacent property owner gets to, you know, you have to get sign off. And so they would come to me, and I would talk with them, and they would go to Paul Scott, and he would talk with them. And some of the conversation was, well, where are you going to keep your boat? And so we had the opportunity to meet and greet and present our concerns to the individuals when they wanted to put a lift in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at some point, they got tired of doing that, and they said, well, let's get the whole Blaine Marina permitted. That took my opportunity away to talk to the individuals. The whole thing's permitted. They'll put them in when they want, how they want. So we came over to the meeting 20 years ago, and the whole marina was permitted for lifts, and I posed my normal, I have this concern about my boat, which at that time was a 37-foot boat. Now the one you're seeing there is a 53. I actually just sold it. I'm moving back down. I didn't bring pictures today. There is a visibility issue getting out of that slip. My next boat will probably not be in that slip. It'll be perpendicular, closer to the marina as it stands, pointing in towards my house, which means I'd be back in that slip, which is where I was in those days. During the meeting, I posed my question of safety, and the board did come up. So, well, what about? I said, you know, I'm on the bridge of my boat. It was a 37-foot boat, and if the boats are down some, I can have a better vision of boats entering the creek. So one of the board members said, what if we put a height restriction on? Worked for me. It's worked for 20 years. I saw the pictures they showed today. I'd make two comments on the pictures. I also have a picture of the boat. It's nose down, sitting on the dock. And at that point, that lift was not risen to its extreme height, and that particular lift has got the taller post on it. I've never had an objection. I've never objected to anybody to raising boats during high tide situations. I would even, it sort of surprised me that the board didn't ask at that time, well, what about storm times? And I would have easily said, well, in a storm time, I'm a boater. Let's get them up out of the water best we can. And I also say to that, they are complaining about having to come down and take care of that boat in a storm. Storm tides are really, really predictable these days. We know when they're coming. This is a community of people on that pier over there. Getting a lift up is a matter of getting there and flipping a switch, and maybe flipping your neighbor's switch too. I personally don't see that as a real hardship for me. Boat ownership comes with consequences. That's about all I got to say about it. It was a board proposed compromise that I believe has worked for 20 years. To take that compromise away now tells me that the board believes that there's something that has changed. Is it any safer now? That's why it was put in. Have the owners, have the stepholders made any changes to make it any safer for me as an adjacent property owner? I don't see it. If you do, you'll have to vote that way. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your presentation. Mr. Zedrin has a question, sir.
I have a question for you. Are the lifts as they are now capable of, when a storm comes, them raising their boat higher, or do they have to put a different pile in or bigger lifts or what?
I know that the first couple of three were put in with taller pilings. I honestly don't know about the rest of them.
So if we took, instead of doing away with the restrictions, modify the restrictions to say that on times of high water, high tide, or something like that, that the slip owners can raise their
thing? Absolutely. Like I said, I've never objected to that. I'm a boater's boater.
Okay, thanks.
Jeff, we've got some questions. Mr. Tanker?
Yes, the safety. I'm having a hard time understanding the safety issue here. You're going to have to help me with this.
Okay. It's just coming and going out of my slip. If you'll see, my view is blocked somewhat, not as much where the boat sits right now, but where I did keep the other boat, it was backing out into traffic. Now, I'll tell you, another thing that has changed on Bennett's Creek in the last 20 years, it's probably about three times the boat usage and maybe 10 times the large boat usage since the marina and restaurant opened up the creek from us. We've even had airplanes routinely come in. So I'd say the safety issue is a lot greater deal from my perspective than it was then.
Just a tiger follow-up.
So that you're backing into a channel where people
yes.
do the raft?
Yes. It is a no-wake zone, but like I said in 2000, if I back into a boat out there, I know whose fault it's going to be.
Mr. France, you have a question, sir?
Mr. Tanker kind of asked it for me, but there is a no-wake zone in this area?
It is.
It is.
Okay. Yes.
Questions? I got a couple things. Number one, I am not going to chastise, by any means impugn the decision-making that would occur in 2000, but I have a hard time with that condition as far as it being really, really, number one, enforceable. Who's going to enforce the specificity of what's going on as far as the height of the boat's concerned and things like that? The other thing I have a concern is, you know, we mentioned the fact that you can go, you know, and I understand that in my neighborhood it would be no problem as far as you flipping your neighbor's switch. However, I had one time when my neighbor flipped my switch and didn't understand how the boat lift ran, and it drained the thing right up through the roof. So you're faced with that potential liability as well. The last thing, sir, in all due respect, your boat, where it's positioned, if someone were to come and put a dock to the bottom of, and I don't know which direction that is because I can't see the orientation. Wouldn't it be true if it were to the bottom and shoreward of there, they would have the same concern as you have as far as the other boats are concerned, as far as safety?
The bottom meaning bottom below my boat?
Oh, that slide. Yes, sir. I can't tell what
there, there's marsh there.
It's all marsh.
Yeah, the next opportunity to put a boat slip here, anything, has already been taken up by the people in the adjacent neighborhood.
Which direction does that, if you're standing, I guess on the, your boat's backed in, correct?
No, my boat sits parallel with the channel the way it is right now.
I think Rachel's actually got a better picture.
No, I don't need it, but okay. If you're standing on the end of your pier and you're looking to what would be the left toward those boats,
yes.
What direction is that?
I'm looking north.
Looking north?
Yes. Okay. Out of the creek, to the mouth of the creek, yes.
And to the point as far as storm tides are concerned, I live on Cypress Creek in Smithfield, which is a tributary of the Pagan.
Mm-hmm.
I know what kind of tides we're confronted with as well. And sometimes you can predict them, and sometimes you get up in the morning and you look out, and you're like, where did that come from? So I have some sympathy with that.
Having lived there 20 years, I'll tell you quite frankly, my pier is, my dock, main dock, is 8 inches taller than the one next door.
Mm-hmm.
I see my dock go underwater maybe every other year.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I am. Maybe the 8 inches does make a big difference. I'll take you that.
Yeah.
When my dock was built, it was immediately after what we call the twin nor'easters, where the dock next door went barely under 2 weekends in a row.
I understand where you're coming from. I understand where both the other folks are coming from. When you're starting to enforce a condition such as that, it, from a lawful perspective, and I'm like, that makes it, you know, who's going to take the level out? Who's going to, when you make law, you're supposed to be able to be clear, concise, and be able to enforce it. And this one causes me just a little heartburn. That being said, any further questions? The matter's before the commission for action. Thank you, sir.
I move to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Or second?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. We're going to break for lunch here, but what I will do is there anyone in the audience from a public comment perspective that wishes to be heard on public comments that are not on the agenda? We'll also have public comments after this as well.
Thank you.
We'll break for lunch and we'll be back somewhere just shortly after 12:45.